Okay, before the podcast, I have to apologize because in this podcast, I call out Two Brain Business. And the reason why is I'm looking at an analysis here of startup costs for CrossFit. That's what this whole podcast that you're about to watch, or the video you're about to watch, is all about. And at the very bottom, it had the source and it just said 2 BAIN analysis. And I instantly, because CrossFit HQ does plug Two Brain Business for a lot of information about affiliates, CrossFit gyms. Those guys have a ton of data. I just looked at it and real quickly glossed over it and assumed this was coming from Two Brain Business. My good friend, Mr. John Franklin, who works with Two Brain Business, of Two Brain Business, he quickly informed me of the error, and I was looking at Bain, as in Bain, McKinsey, and I believe it's BCG. These are the top, like the big three, like global world consulting agencies. So Bain is the consulting firm, and they must have a section, a Two Bain, that did this study or did this report, which makes this fucking even worse. Once you guys watched me fucking take a shit on this thing, you'll see. But anyway, CrossFit, for any of you guys listening, I apologize to the Two Brain crew as I go through this podcast. I'm assuming this is your data. It's not your fault. This data is dog shit. But CrossFit, you probably paid a lot of money for this information, and I cannot argue enough that these startup costs and everything you're looking at for affiliates is wildly inaccurate, especially on the commercial real estate, the upfit, and the equipment side. If you guys ever want to jam, I'd love to share some basic information that we have on this stuff. But anyway, guys, enjoy the podcast. Watch it on video. You're going to get way more out of it. Here we fucking go. What is up, guys? It is Stu. It is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. Today, we're talking business. We're talking a lot of what I know from the work I've done with the gym real estate company. And here's what I want to discuss. I had a colleague of mine send me over this PDF. For those of you guys watching on the videos, take a look at this guy. So this is a document that was published by CrossFit, but they got the data from, it looks like, Two Brain Analysis. So I'm assuming Two Brain Gym is where they got this. Okay. And he was like, "Hey, I know, especially a lot of what you do in the commercial real estate side with the gym real estate company, you're looking at these numbers as it costs to upfit, construction cost for a location, equipment installation and costs, things like that, rent. I would love to know your opinion on these numbers." So sat down and took a look-see at it. And yeah, I think there's a lot here that needs to be, well, let's just, I think we could have a discussion about it, right? Like, I don't have Two Brain's data. I don't know where they got these numbers from. I don't know if they just pulled them from their current clients, or there's some kind of database that I'm unaware of that they're getting this information from, or maybe some of the member management software. But no, it can't even be that, because most of the stuff has to do with opening a gym, right? They're trying to show like the startup cost and the potential profitability and revenue you could generate as a CrossFit gym. So I'm not sure where they're getting this. Maybe from some of the insurance companies. I don't know. Two Brain, if you're listening to this, I'd love to know where these numbers came from. But I'm just gonna give my take on them, my thoughts. I've got some numbers that I think are definitely different that I want to talk about. But again, I just love that this information is being compiled. I think it's great that Two Brain is doing an analysis of this and is feeding it to CrossFit, because otherwise CrossFit wouldn't have anything to hand out because they don't keep track of this stuff, at least as far as I know. Anyway, yeah, I'm taking a look at this. So whether I agree with it or disagree with it, I like that the information's out there. I definitely think we can make some assumptions to this information. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about this for a second. And this is where those of you guys watching on Spotify or YouTube, this is going to come in handy. CrossFit set up here their, what they believe startup costs in the first year would be, and they gave an average number and a high-end number. And I first started at rent, right? With what I do on the commercial real estate side, I understand this number probably better than most. And if we go over here and we just take a quick look at, just what the U.S. is doing in rent. This is the United States in general across the board. Okay, let's just go ahead and take a quick look at this. So this is CoStar. This is probably the largest aggregator of commercial real estate lease and sales data. Right now, market asking rent is $30 a square foot, and that's base. That's base, kids. Okay, $30 a square foot. And just for a reference point, That's also, I'm doing retail, all right? Let's go ahead and just take a look at flex, because I know some of you guys, flex would be like the industrial spaces that have some office in the front, warehouse in the back. $30 base per square foot across the country in the United States. And let's take a look here. For flex, aka industrial, we're looking at about $19 a square foot base. All right, this is what I need you guys to understand. Base rent is just base rent. There are many types of leases. One of them, the one that has gone by the wayside, you rarely see anymore. Now, a lot of these old school CrossFit organizations and CrossFit gym owners, they remember a term called gross industrial. Gross industrial rent is generally, or gross rent, but you typically heard of it only with industrial, is when you get one flat rate and it covers everything. You don't have to pay any of the property taxes, any of the operating expenses of the building, any of the building owner's insurance costs or common area maintenance. You just pay one flat number. It's called gross industrial. And you saw this with a ton of warehouses when CrossFit first kicked off into the scene right after the real estate and the, you know, economy crash of 2008. So these warehouses were just, you know, left empty. Landlords were losing their ass after the 2008 crash, and they leased these warehouses out to these tenants they never anticipated leasing to ever. They never anticipated a bunch of shirtless dudes with tattoos would want to hang ropes and rings and bring a bunch of other psychos into the gym and train them in a unconditioned, meaning no HVAC, no heat, no air conditioning warehouse. But, you know, tough times call for, when you don't have resources, you got to be resourceful. So these landlords are like, fuck it. These guys want to do that. Sign a lease. Let's go with it. Now, that has changed significantly since those 2008, 9, and 10 days. We've recovered, obviously, and on the commercial real estate side, we have not taken a downtick. Not the crash of 08, not COVID, nothing has given a downtick in the cost of commercial real estate. We've seen asset classes change. More fitness facilities are going into retail locations. But beyond that, that's really when we think of like base rent. You really only have to think about that in those gross industrial leases where that $19 a square foot we just saw, that would be $19 a square foot times your square foot. And then that's what you pay, divide that by 12. And then that's what you pay every month. Real simple. But that's not the case. I guarantee you, the vast majority of you listening have a different lease type. Because beyond gross leases or industrial gross leases, we have things like modified gross, or we have triple net leases, which are the most common. Triple net leases are where you pay extra on top of the base rent for the property owner's insurance, taxes, and common area maintenance. Most of you guys know exactly what this is. It's great for landlords, shitty for tenants. Okay? Now, if we're looking at that, and across the nation, we're looking at $30 a square foot for retail. That's about $30 a square foot plus $1, $2, $3, $4 extra dollars per square foot in triple net, right? Same thing with the industrial. There's a lot of industrial leases now that now have triple net, where you're paying a base rent plus an additional couple dollars a square foot for triple net. So I was curious. I'm like, man, I wonder what kind of rate they're running here. So I did the math on this, and they were looking at, they're doing $60,000 is the average rent for a gym. Well, let me switch over to that so you guys can see this. So $60,000 is the average here, what they're showing for rent, and on the high side, $240,000. Okay. Now I went ahead and we did, you know, I showed $19 or whatever it was for industrial is the national average. Then we went ahead and I showed $30 as national average for retail. I wanted to go a couple steps deeper. So here's a handful of cities I pulled some numbers on just for you guys to go ahead and see. And let's take a look at, see the first one, what did I pull here? This is Charlotte. Okay, so I did my town. So for, if we went ahead and looked at retail in Charlotte, Charlotte trades at $28 a square foot. You guys can see this is the map of Charlotte. Here is the current annual marketed. This means it's on market, it's listed for lease. $28 a square foot annual in Charlotte, North Carolina, which would be a tier two emerging city. That's not including triple net. Okay. This is for retail, right? So you can believe that for Charlotte, you're probably looking at the end of the day, you're probably looking closer to $30, $31, $32 a square foot. Okay. If we switch this over to industrial, let's just take a look at what industrial does to the price. Takes us down to 14. Okay, so obviously a significant difference. Again, you're likely to be paying that triple net on top of this. So maybe it's 14, and then maybe you're up to 16 or 17 or $18 a square foot on top. Now, I went ahead and did this for a ton of different cities, right? This is San Diego, California, is trading on retail at 29 bucks a square foot base rent. On the industrial side of things, they're trading at 19. Okay, let's go ahead. Where else did I take a look at? Seattle, Washington, 30 bucks a square foot for retail. And then when we go ahead and we look at industrial, we've got 15 bucks a square foot. And I went ahead, you know, what else did I do? Somerset County, New Jersey, right? This is a suburb of Jersey, $24 a square foot for retail. If we go ahead and take a look at industrial, we're looking at 21 bucks a square foot. All right. So there is a huge discrepancy, retail to industrial. Now, when I looked at these numbers that TubeBrain put out, the first thing I'm thinking is, what they didn't mention what type of building to get, retail or industrial. But at this price, $60,000 a year for rent, that there's no way that can be retail in the U.S. Maybe if you're in a rural, shitty market and you're in between like a coin laundromat and a fucking, you know, some other front that's laundering money in a shitty plaza that nobody wants to go to in your shitty rural, you know, America town, maybe. But the second you go into any decent suburb outside of a tier two MSA, right, metropolitan service area, think of a decent sized city, think of your Minneapolis's, your Nashville's, Jacksonville, Florida, Cincinnati, Ohio, Denver, Colorado, whatever. Once you even get into the suburbs of those areas, there's no way $60,000 a year is happening in rent for a size facility that a CrossFit gym would need. So if we went ahead and we went and started looking at this, and I was, you know, fucking around with the numbers, and I'm like, okay, how many square feet do I think they're actually doing this on? Do I think this is, you know, how many square feet? Because it doesn't say. I looked at it like this. I'm going to use 4,000 square feet. I'm using 4,000 because I think that's probably the most realistic. But if I was going ahead and I was just crunching these numbers, like let's say again, like this average, 60,000 a year. So 60,000 guys divided by, let's say it was the retail number, right? So let's go ahead and say 30 bucks a square foot. And we're just going to go base. I'm not even going to include the triple net. Divided by 30, 60,000 divided by 30 bucks a square foot. That would get you 2,000 square feet. Try running a CrossFit gym in 2,000 square feet with 7-foot barbells and all the hopping over the bars and jumping up on walls and all the other, you know, climbing bullshit that you do in a CrossFit gym. It's tough. It is. At the lowest, right? And this is at the absolute lowest. I generally recommend 125 square feet per person in a class. So if you had you want to have a 20-person occupancy, 20 people times 125 square feet is 2,500 square feet. Now, that's how much square footage you would need for just every person to do their workout. Does not include space for the equipment, space for people to walk and move around the different stations or where people are working out. That does not include the coach on the floor or anything else. So we probably bumped that up an additional 500 square feet. So maybe about 3,000 square feet of floor space is what you would need. All right, to have 20 people doing CrossFit with good operational capacity. And then we'll add 1,000 square feet for a walk-in reception area, an office or two, a storage closet or two, and a bathroom or two. Okay, so 4,000, just for the purpose of the rest of this podcast, is going to be the number we're going to go off of, 4,000 square feet. Now, if that's the case, 4,000 square feet, $60,000 a year divided by 4,000, that means that they're running this number off of 4,000 square feet at $15 a square foot. Not fucking happening. Not happening unless you're in a warehouse. And I don't know what TubeBrain recommends or other people. I am personally of the belief that if you are looking to open a gym in 2024, and I would have said this in fucking 2019, 2018, you have got to get away from what our forefathers, myself included, did back in 2006, 8, 10. We were able to open up in these shit warehouses because we got great rates on them because of the crash of 2008 and no AC, no heat. We're like, fuck it. Barbells are cold in mid-January. They'll deal with it. They're CrossFitters. I was that guy too. Trust me, I understand.
It's not that time anymore. Today, you have far, far more sophisticated players that are in retail locations with HVAC, or even warehouse locations with HVAC. But I'll tell you this, warehouse locations with HVAC cost a lot more, not only in the monthly utilities, but just in the actual price per square foot when you go to lease the property. And it's because they're more rare. It's rare to find a conditioned warehouse. Okay. Conditioned means it has full HVAC, heat and air conditioning. So I think this average number is bullshit. Now let's take their high number, $240,000 in rent per year. Divide that by the 4,000 square feet. That's $60 a square foot. Yeah, that's high, right? That's tier one markets. You're going to be looking at like New York, Miami, maybe Chicago, maybe like areas, LA, those tier one, those big cities. All right. $60 a square foot. That seems more appropriate here on the high end, okay, for 4,000 square feet, right? Now, I didn't look at the personnel and stuff up here. I was pretty much coming down here to like the build out and the equipment. It was my next thing that I was real interested on, right? Build out and equipment. So for the build out, they have it at $175,000 with a little asterisk. And I'm like, okay, well, let's see what that little asterisk means. So for build out cost, they use the equation of total physical square footage of location leased, right? So in this example, 4,000 square feet, excluding any external usable space, parking, patios, outdoor unfinished areas, which is odd because whenever you lease a building, you're never... If you lease a building that's 4,000 square feet and they have a parking lot for 30 people, you're not ever, like, and I mean fucking ever, being charged, or is that being accounted for? There's never like, well, it's 4,000 for what's covered by the roof, and because you've got this parking lot, there's an additional 2,000 that you'll never see that in a lease. I didn't know why they were including this. Maybe it's just because they're just like, some gym owners are dumb as fuck and they might think that the parking lot's included. So maybe, I don't know. So total physical square footage of location lease times $25 a square foot. When I saw this, I got confused. I'm like, oh, maybe they're talking about rent. Because remember, go back to the numbers we looked at previously. $25 a square foot for retail, you know, somewhere between retail and industrial would be, I believe, a pretty fair, accurate number to use for base rent in the United States if we went coast to coast. But for construction, for fucking construction, now there's no way. And again, this comes on what I do on the gym real estate side. I promise you, if you are hiring a commercial general contractor, and when you do that, that means you also have to hire an architect, which means you then also have to hire MEP engineers, mechanical, electrical, and plumbing, I fucking promise you $25 a square foot is not a viable number. Oh, you know, and again, I'm not blaming TubeBrain for this shit data. My guess is they probably pulled a bunch of the members, or their customers, these CrossFit gym owners, and all the CrossFit gym owners had like Mike's, wife's dad and his three drunken buddies came over and we knocked down a couple walls and we painted shit and we laid down stall mats and I paid them, this amount of money and it came out to $25 a square foot and a case of beer. I don't know where this data is coming from. It is not coming from any official like resource for people who actually do the construction commercially in industrial and in retail. The numbers that work, and if you want, I have my own data I'll share with you in a second, but then I just went unbiased. I went to Gemini. I was like, let's see what AI thinks about this. AI thought it was dumb as fuck too. All right. So let's zoom in here. All right. So I asked Gemini, what is the average cost per square foot for tenant improvement allowance, TIA or TI, for leased commercial spaces in the United States? And it gave a range, national range of anywhere from $15 to $40 a square foot. So their 25 falls in there based off that first one. But here's where the number actually, I believe, got far more accurate. Okay. So first generation versus second generation spaces. A first generation space is a brand new location that no one has ever leased before. It was just built. Those are going to be the most expensive cost to construct because they generally don't do anything. There's no HVAC in there. There's no plumbing. They wait for that first tenant to set the tone for where all those things are going to be. Okay. So that's first generation. And then like second, third, fourth generation just means anything after that. So the second, third, fourth, fifth person to lease that property, the cost for construction can become less because a lot of the infrastructure is already there. So does that make sense, everyone? All right. So, oh, shit. I lost my page. Here we go. TI averaging around $150 a square foot. Ding, 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 ding. That's the number I have. So I work with gym owners across the country that are leasing and buying buildings, which means there is always construction. There's never a building we lease or buy for the most part that doesn't need some type of construction inside of it, some build out, right? The build out cost on average will range anywhere from $50 a square foot up to $150 or more. And I mean more. If you get into some of those first generation spaces, I've seen $265 to $300 per square foot for some concepts. Now, we need to talk about what build out is. Now, if you're in the average CrossFit gym, right, and you're doing like, okay, it's like I got a flex space, so you got whatever. Here's some reclaimed wood and a lead pipe that I saw on Etsy. That was cute. And I'm going to bring this futon in that I used to fuck on in college from my, you know, my basement. My wife's been yelling at me to get it out of there. It'll look good in here. And let me put this rogue banner up. Yeah, that all might cost you $25 a square foot. But again, it's like, I feel like these numbers are from, like, let me go back these numbers here so you can see them again. I feel like these numbers that they're pulling are from fucking 2010. Like, when you could get away looking like a shitty CrossFit gym in an industrial warehouse. That's not the case anymore. I think these need to be completely upfitted. Two Brain, I'd love to talk with you. You guys want some updated numbers on this? I'd love to provide it for you. But no, around $150 a square foot is definitely on the top side. But I would say I generally see things even falling in the $75 to $100, $125 range. What does that mean for a 4,000 square foot building? So let's do the math on that. So if we did a 4,000 square foot building at a $50, okay, so I'm going at the bottom end of the range that I see, that I have data on. And then this data is because I've worked with construction companies that, you know, regional construction companies all over the US. I go to the bottom of the barrel, $50 a square foot. Okay, on a 4,000 square foot building, kids, let's do the math. I don't even have to use my big fancy calculator for it. That's $200,000 in upfit. And some of you are like, dude, that's fucking crazy. $200,000, there's no way it would cost that much. Yeah, fuckface, you think that unless you've actually been in this game. And then you realize, oh shit, we don't have an ADA we don't have an ADA entrance to the building, so we got to build a ramp. Oh shit, we've got to go ahead, and it's not, the electrical was for a small office at a distribution warehouse that had 30 people in here max, but now I'm an assembly use because I could have up to 40 or so people in here at one time. So now I've got to upgrade to a two phase or a three phase electrical panel. Again, showers, if you want LEDs in there, you put in big ass fans, you got to, you know, it's a warehouse with no windows, you got to blow out some windows. Ooh, I saw those glass roll up bay doors. Those are sexy. Yeah, they're also fucking $8,000 a pop plus install. Anyway, I'm just saying this idea of $25 a square foot, I think is going to mislead people. And the only way I think it works, again, is if you're in rural America, middle of fucking nowhere, where none of you guys want to open up $150 a month gyms, which is the number that they base this off of, right? Like charging $150, right? And, you know, you get a bunch of unpermitted help. You don't pull permits. You don't get architects involved. You don't do all the proper channels for this whole thing, which most landlords are going to require you to do anyway. Then maybe I could see $25 a square foot. But I think this number is fucking off by so much. And to give you an idea of some of the additional costs that you guys don't really take into consideration, I was pulling up some numbers here. So not only are we just talking the GC's portion, the GC being the general contractor, how much it's going to cost to build out your space. So let's say we went with my $50 a square foot on 4,000 square feet, $200,000 cost. You generally want to calculate about 7% of that for all your stamped and sealed drawings. Stu, what are stamped and sealed drawings? Well, you need an architect that has a seal. A seal means like literally it's like a stamp that they put on it to submit to the city. Those are also the blueprints that the GC follows. So an architect on average, and this is out of the last 25 projects I've done at the Jim Real Estate Company. Our architect costs right now, on average, are anywhere between $12,000 to $20,000. That's the range, $12,000 to $20,000 for an architect, right? For an MEP engineer, mechanical, that's going to be your HVAC, electrical, that's your electric, plumbing, it's your fucking plumbing, engineers, those drawings have to go on top and in with the architect's drawings, okay? You need all these drawings together to take them to your city to get your permits. You need those drawings for the GC to do his thing. These are what they call blueprints. GCs just follow the blueprints from the architect and the engineers. For MEP engineers, generally we're looking anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000. So for any of you guys doing, you know, want a good estimate for this at home, generally assume that the construction would be anywhere between $50 to $150 a square foot. And then your drawings to get stamped and sealed are going to be generally around 7% of the total construction cost. So in this scenario, we would say out of the $200,000 upfit in the hypothetical we've been talking about, $14,000 of that, or $14,000 in addition to, would have to be paid for the drawings from the engineers and the architect. Just again, something to keep in mind here, kids, because they did not factor that in whatsoever. So I think this shit is way off. And then I looked at equipment and I was like, all right, equipment. And they're also doing equipment at $25 a square foot. I don't know. At first I was like, are they pulling this out of their ass? Like, where did this come from? But I actually went and Googled, and there is a ton of, like, there's a bunch of websites that did the same thing that, like, if you literally go ahead and put, let me show you this one. I think they just Googled this shit. They definitely didn't pull the data, because look at this. So I literally put into Google the average cost of equipment per square foot across the gym. Okay. And there's this Gym Desk article that's it's the top one, and they're using $25 a square foot. I don't know who Gym Desk is. I've never fucking heard of Gym Desk. And I looked at $25 a square foot. I was like, eh, I don't think so. I don't think so. And when I say I don't think so, I fucking know so. I create proformas and projections and project cost for new locations every single week. It is not $25 a square foot. Now, again, if you're a CrossFit gym who's operating under the guise of, well, I'm going to buy a wee little equipment package for my wee little audience, and as I grow my membership base, I will buy another barbell here or there as I, you know, I sell to more Sallys. So the more Sallys that join, the more equipment I buy, and I'm going to grow as I grow. If that's the case and you're going to bootstrap it, maybe this works. And I think that's kind of what this is for. I kind of feel like this is information that would, if I could time travel and hand it to myself back in 2009, would have been really valuable, because that's what I did. I bootstrapped my shit like a lot of us did back in the day. Today it is much harder. You want to be a CrossFit gym and show up and run these kind of fucking numbers and show up in today's fitness market, you're going to get your dick rubbed in the dirt. It's not going to be pretty. There are unicorns that have done this on in crazy, crazy small budgets. If you ever listen to John Franklin's podcast, who I'm a huge fan of, Gym World Worldwide, he always has these crazy unicorn stories of people who have defied the margins of business in the fitness industry and have generated, you know, $500,000 a year in 200 square feet or in a storage closet in the back of a racquetball court or some crazy shit like that. Those are not you. You are not them. Don't assume you are them. LeBron dribbles a basketball and so do you. You're not the same. Okay. Those people are built different, unique situations. They are not you. I would not use $25 a square foot. If you just start going and start looking at some, like, even just go to Rogue. So this is a Rogue package. Let me move my stupid face here in the video. So you guys can see. This is a Rogue package with one barbell, a couple kettlebells, one pair of dumbbells, a med ball, 320 pounds of plates, an ab mat, one jump rope, and a set of gymnastics rings. So this could, you know, you could technically train, I guess, multiple clients here in stations, or you just train one. And let's be honest, CrossFit gyms, you guys like for every client to have their own everything. I want every client to have a rower, and I want every client to have their own spot on the pull-up bar, and every client has their own set of barbells and bumper plates, and no one has to share anything ever, because my workouts every day should look like the CrossFit games. Oh, fuck. But this package is, with shipping, will be over $2,000. And this would cover one person. Okay. So if we go back to their equipment costs here, equipment, $50,000, $50,000. Are you fucking high? What do you mean $50,000 for equipment? Okay. If you're across a gym in 4,000, again, we're using 4,000 square feet. You can clearly easily have over 20 people in your class, right? $50,000 doesn't even scratch the beginning cost of this. And where's the beginning cost for every CrossFit gym or every micro gym out there? Everyone say it with me. Flooring. Yes, people don't think about the flooring. It is the initial most expensive piece of equipment you buy, and you never get to take it with you because you have to adhere that shit to the concrete floor, and it is there for fucking ever. If you do stall mats because you think that's cheaper, it's not. It's just more of a pain in the ass. Go with the rolled rubber. So if you go ahead and do rolled rubber, 8 millimeter thick rolled rubber, comes in 4 feet by 25 foot rolls. You're looking anywhere at about, on my average from the recent, we just did an install one. We were looking at anywhere from $2 a square foot to $5 a square foot. So on a 4,000 square foot facility at $2 a square foot, right? So 4,000 times two kids, eight. Yes, I use the calculator for that. And all the way up to $5 a square foot, 20,000. All right. So somewhere between 10, let's call it 10. And by the way, the delivery, have you ever had those rolls delivered? The delivery is astronomical. Oh, and the install. So that adds to the price per square foot too. And if you're like, oh, I'll install those myself. Oh, you will? Go for it. You ever tried to install the rolled rubber flooring yourself as an asshole who thinks he knows what he's doing watching YouTube videos? Good fucking luck. Anyway, so if flooring is anywhere, let's just say flooring alone is going to be 20 grand. Maybe you get it really, really, really cheap, right? You blew the flooring guy in your town and you got it delivered really, you know, it's in close proximity or whatever. And you got it for 10, 12 grand. Still, kids, 50,000 doesn't cover it. This number's bullshit. I disagree 100%, okay? I don't even think this, like 75,000, I still think is a fucking joke. Look at this shit. Let's go back to Rogue Fitness's website. If you're like, well, I wouldn't buy Rogue Fitness. It's really expensive. Yeah, it's also good. Like, I hate when gym owners cheap out before they even got started. When it, like, I literally have turned away real estate clients who are like, okay, I'm trying to get a space. I'm trying to spend, like, I don't know, like $13 a month. And for equipment, I'm literally going to have people pretend equipment's there because I don't want to spend any money on it. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I don't want to deal with your cheap ass. But look at this. This is something you CrossFitters love this. I would never put, if you want me to help you design a CrossFit gym, we won't be doing this bullshit. This is a rig for those of you guys listening. This is a standalone big ass rig. This one's the 24 footer, okay? Which is, if you're going to have a 20 person class, you need at least this, at least. This is 4,000, but let's call it five with taxes and shipping. Over $5,000 easily. Where are these numbers? $75,000 on the high end for equipment? That is insane. Again, this sounds like numbers that were pulled out of the ass of CrossFit gyms in 2008. These are not accurate, up-to-date information. And I would rather, because I believe TubeBrain has the capacity and the means to contact Rogue Fitness, Again Faster, or whatever they're called now, Fringe, And to actually compile, they have the resources to do all this and compile the data, okay? And go ahead and say, actually, these are the updated costs. I don't know if you guys realize this, but after COVID, all this shit costs more. Everything costs more in the fitness equipment scene. It takes longer to make. It costs more. I just think that they're leading us astray, and they're not doing it on purpose. I truly believe their mission is to help. I just think these numbers are bullshit. I think it looks good on paper. Like, I see why CrossFit publishes this. It shows like, oh man, it's a low startup investment. It's only a low startup investment if you want to be a cheap motherfucker. If you want to show up with a CrossFit gym, again, and none of this has to do with CrossFit. This all just has to do with the type of people who want to open CrossFit gyms generally are doing it undercapitalized and without the proper resources and, you know, counsel and all that. And they just fall in line with all these other really cheap looking shitty, you know, bootstrap gyms. Cause again, I got lucky. I got to the Gold Rush early. Me and lots of other people got to bootstrap our gyms and we made a lot of money doing it. We did very, very well for ourselves. Unfortunately, you miss the fucking train if you're looking to do this in 2024 in the United States. There are certain pockets of the United States, places that, you know, no one's vacationing to, and, you know, fucking tech isn't opening up new headquarters, and, you know, bands are not touring there. Those places you might get away with these numbers. Right? Middle of nowhere America. But for everywhere else, I don't think these numbers play. I don't think they play at all. The last thing I want to jam on, they also then gave like, okay, so here's like kind of the startup costs of the first year. Then let me switch over. All right. So here they go. They have those startup costs, and then they have this gym profitability, whatever you want to call it, analysis, essentially. All right. So they did a few things. They did this. They looked at, on average, gyms have 165 members, okay, and they generate $300,000 in annual revenue. Okay, that's on average. So you'll see here, they went ahead and did this break-even analysis, an average gym, and then a large gym, okay? And they broke it down. So I just looked at the average gym, okay? And this is what I was kind of doing my comparison notes on, and I'm curious what you guys think of this. So if on their average gym analysis, they have 167 members with an ACV, average client value, of 150, that would generate $300,600 a month. Then they broke down the expenses here. And I went and just did it. I did a full financial analysis on this. And actually, let me share that. All right, so here's the analysis I went ahead and looked at. Tell me what you think. So we did 167 members, 150 ACV, $300,600 annually, or $25,000 per month. Okay. Now, rent, they put at $90,000, right? They had rent here at $90,000. And that's where it's like, okay, $90,000. If I do this based, you know, again, that $90,000, let's say we do our 4,000 square foot analysis divided by 4,000 square feet, that comes out to $22.50 base. Fair enough. I think that's okay. I'm good with $90,000. But that does end up, you know, it ends up teetering into a number I don't like. And this is the number I don't like. I don't like that that rental amount is 30% of their revenue. In this game, guys, brick and mortar fitness, you at the absolute highest, unless you own the building. If you own the building, it's different. At the highest, you want to be at 25% of your revenue goes to rent. You want it to be lower, but I mean, I'm talking like at the very boom, redlining it, 25%. They are beyond that. I would not recommend. So for a business only making $300,000 a year, and no offense to anyone that's like your goal, and I'm saying only, but I would not want to rent at $90,000. It's going to be very hard for you to squeeze cash out of this, as you're going to see here in the rest of this analysis. All right, so they had rent at $90,000. They also went ahead and they had, look at this, they had, what are these guys? Their personnel. Personnel is also at $90,000. I'll tell you this. There's a moment in time in which your payroll equals your rent. And in the beginning, for most gyms, when they're a concept and they're in the infancy stage, your rent is your biggest nut. It's the thing you fear every month. And then if you have your shit together and you do this well, eventually rent becomes a smaller nut compared to your HR, your payroll. And that's the goal. Like, your goal is to get a gym where the payroll is a decent amount higher than the rent. That's the goal, right? To create careers. But in this example, they did one-to-one, 90,000. So we all know that. That's, again, 30% then of their payroll is going, or of their revenue is going to payroll. Okay. Now, their operating expenses. So I took everything else. I, you know, take the rent out, take the payroll out. The remaining operating expenses here come out to 67,000. That's our OPEX, operating expenses. So that looks like that's the cost of to run the business outside of things like payroll. I took the rent out of this thing. So the remainder of that, if we, and I normally, when I do a financial model, I don't separate rent, but for the purpose of this, because they had a line on there, I took it out. So the remaining operating expenses are 22%. Now, if we added rent back into this equation, we would add 30% back in, and now their operating expenses are a staggering 52%. That's not going to fucking work. You show me a gym with 52% operating expenses, and I'll show you someone not making any fucking money. So, again, this is the, I don't know, again, are these the numbers of their clients? I don't know. I don't want to speak for them, but I got really confused by this. But even with all that being said, let's go to the next line here. That would leave about an 18% profit margin or $53,600. And that's exactly what they showed right here. So there's the operating profit, $53,600. Now, if you notice in all of this, one of the line items on here is not taxes. Or is there any, nor does it show what the owner distribution is, right? Now, maybe in this $90,000 as payroll, maybe the owner's taking a somewhat of a W-2 salary there, right? They classified their LLC as an S-Corp. So they take some money in a W-2 and then they take owner distributions. That's possible. So operating profit of $53,600, all right? If we assumed maybe about 5% for taxes, and that might be high. Maybe it's 3%, maybe it's 4%, maybe it's low. I don't know what state this is in, but I think 5% is a safe number across the board. That means $15,000 of that profit needs to come out for taxes, which leaves us with an after-tax profit of $38,570. Now, if you're an owner, you can take all of this, but now you have no retained earnings in the business. And I don't believe in keeping like 6 months of operating cash in the bank. I don't believe in that. I do believe in having some type of a nest egg, especially if you're looking to purchase commercial real estate. You have big expenses come up. You know you lease too small of a building, you have to move to a new one, or you know the building's not going to be available for a new one. There's going to be costs associated with moving or whatever the fuck you're planning on doing. But I don't know about you. This is not, if this is marketing material that CrossFit's using to advertise for, not advertise, but to, get more affiliates or show the opportunity. Because let's read the top of this. This is their opening line on this fucking PDF. Again, I move my stupid face. Becoming a CrossFit affiliate provides a fruitful and rewarding opportunity to open, operate, and manage your own fitness business. Below is a working example of the CrossFit value proposition based on what we've seen in thousands of CrossFit gyms. I'm assuming that's two brains making that statement because I don't believe CrossFit HQ has collected this information. But again, it paints a pretty picture that I think is flawed. I think there's definitely flaws here in the numbers. Even on the large gym side, a gym doing almost $500,000 a year, 250 members, operating profit, it's interesting too, because look how this skews, right? Their average gym is doing 300. Okay. The large gym is doing 450. And this is in revenue, 300,000 in revenue for the average, 450 in revenue for the large gym. And that's just essentially due to the very elementary math that they've added. What is that? An additional 83 members. The average gym has 167 members, whereas the large gym grew by 83 members and now has 250. But what they didn't account for, so this is a growth, we can all do the math here, from 300,000 to 450,000 of 150K, all right? That's the delta. Those extra 83 members, right? I bet you comes out to 150, 150,000 divided by 83 comes out to, actually, it doesn't make any sense. If the delta is 150,000, kids, right? The delta is 150,000, and they've only added 83 more members. And we take 150,000 divided by 83 members. Okay, so the average client value of those additional 83 members is 1,000 a month. And this is average client value monthly, right? They've listed it as 150. Those additional 83 members generate an ACV of $1,800 a month. Now, I understand that's a very flawed perspective, because who knows? They could be, but Stu, we also put in HSN Nutrition. We're selling nutritional services, and we're also massaging people's feet with a reach around, and we also have a cold plunge, and but whatever the fuck they're doing, right? It doesn't really matter, because this is all fucking hocus pocus anyway. This is all, in my opinion, this is all just fluff. But look at the numbers here. So you're telling me the gym they rented, the 4,000 square foot gym in this scenario, and again, with the right op cap, this could work, but show me the CrossFit gym that goes from 167 to 250, and is it like, I need a bigger space because I can't fit 198 feet of a freestanding pull-up rig. and the 250 assault bikes I have for everybody to use won't fit any. Like, CrossFit gyms are notorious for, as they grow the business, they grow their operating expenses by leasing bigger things and buying more equipment. And it's just fucking dumb. But look at the profit difference, though. The profit difference in the two, $163,000 minus, is $109,000 difference. So they grew by 80, a little over 80 members, but they're profiting over $100,000 more. Because look at this. The utilities never change. This line item, so what? More people, you don't use more water. More people, you don't have to run the HVAC more. Right? I know you guys realize this. The HVAC has to work harder if there's more bodies in there. What else do we have here? This equipment upkeep line, I hate this, by the way. I even argue this with the people who do Profit First. And they, I know John, and I love John Briggs at Insight Tax, and they recommend like a big purchases and equipment line item for Profit First. I hate that. What kind of equipment upkeep do you need for CrossFit equipment? It doesn't break. You need what you need, a maintenance, a fucking Concept 2 rower or bike, and it costs you $9,000 a year. No, it's because you have dumbass clients who are dropping 10s and 15s from overhead because they're stupid cunts, and because you allow it, because you allow a shitty culture. And because of that, you have to replace this shit. This should just be called, I'm a dumb cunt and I can't regulate the culture of my gym, and I allow people to drop and ruin my equipment. So every year I'm having to go to Rogue and buy new shit. That's what I need $9,000 a year for. Fuck off with that. Fuck off with that. Insurance, that's fine. That makes sense. The software, yeah, your SaaS products and stuff will grow as the business grows. Your affiliate fee stays the same. And then there's this other, whatever this fucking other is, that grows by 4,000 and then doubles to 8,000 here at the large gym. The math here doesn't crunch well for me. I would need to see this in finer detail. I don't see where they're getting $163,000 compared to with only 83 additional members. And now we're doing this. And also, can you please, like, we all know this part about the commercial. I didn't even mention this earlier because I didn't think I need to, but I do. Are you guys locked into the same rental rate for all the years in your lease? Are you? I don't think so. This should at least show a 3% escalator in the, you know, accounting year. So let's say the average gym, and I don't know, is this year one? And then how long does it take to get to a large gym? 3 years, 4 years? Can we at least account for the 3% escalator that's likely in that commercial lease here? These numbers, I think they help as a ballpark. But I think that ballpark, oh, and I've been covering this. I apologize, you fucks. Why didn't one of you guys tell me? Because this isn't live, Stuart, you asshole. I was covering this up on the video. I apologize. You get the idea, though. It just blows me away that, like, I like that this is a general ballpark for people. But like, there will be someone out there that'll do this, and this is their entire landscape. Their entire pro forma and their business plan is based off this, and this is ill-advised in my opinion. What could we do to make it better? I don't like pointing out problems without solutions. I think, honestly, all Two Brains got to do, and they have the resources, go and get the actual numbers. Don't get them from your fucking gym owner clients. No offense, your client probably doesn't remember what he spent in construction 7 years ago. I know they have a lot of clients, and a lot of them have been with them for a long time. But give me today's data of gyms that are opening now, right? Like, you know, if you're going to, you know, fast forward in time and show me what a large gym looks like down the line and you have that data point on there, go ahead. But I bet you if we went and looked at all the gym, I'm literally thinking of clients I work with that are in this number and above, rent is not $90,000. I don't think I have a single client paying less than $100,000 a year in rent. Most of them are well beyond that. Because it's just, unfortunately, the cost of commercial real estate. Same thing on this fucking, the build-outs and the equipment. I think these line items here, especially on the average side, are way off. But again, it's just my opinion. And, you know, if I'm so smart, why don't I put out one of these? I don't have the fucking time. But I will sit here, applaud them for doing it. But I'm going to critique. This is my feedback. I would love to know yours. If you guys have any data or anything that supports, me or them, or you have something different, you think we're both way off, I'd love to see it. I'm always open to discussion. Two Brain, I think you guys did a, you know, great job collecting all this. CrossFit, good job letting Two Brain do all the fucking work and then you just publishing it so you can sell more licenses. Good for you. But yeah, I think there's some missing numbers in here. And if you were to open a CrossFit gym, I would do a little bit further investigation than just these numbers alone. Until I talk to you guys in the next podcast, have a great fucking day.